Now, President Michael D. Higgins has delivered his final St. Patrick's Day message, expressing thanks for the trust placed in him during his two terms in office. His final term comes to an end in the autumn of this year, meaning that there will be a presidential election to choose his successor. So today we're going to look at who might contest that election and what sort of a campaign we might expect. And we are joined in our studio now by Sarah McGuinness, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail, and by John Downing, political columnist with the Irish Independent, and who in a former life worked on the presidential campaign of Gay Mitchell in 2011. So we'll talk more about that in a moment. But Sarah, first of all, can you give us some of the names that have been floating around as possible potential presidential candidates?
Absolutely. Now, this list is growing by the day. And as there are no committees, no dog committees, rarely anything happening in the halls of power because of this speaking rights row, speculation is growing purely because nobody has anything else to do. Yeah. So we'll start with the two main parties. Still unconfirmed if Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil will actually run candidates, giving the expense of the campaign and how grueling it is, which John will go through. But for Fine Gael, Sean Kelly hasn't ruled it out, poll topper in the EU elections. Mairead McGuinness has been touted as a potential candidate. She, of course, went for the party selection in 2011.
And not ruling herself out today in the paper as well, I think.
Not ruling herself out. And Frances Fitzgerald. They're kind of like the three. They've all kind of said they would go for it. In Fianna Fáil, there's Cynthia Ní Mhiarcu and Barry Andrews, both MEPs. Now, I don't think Barry Andrews seems kind of more speculative than anything else. I don't even know if Fianna Fáil would go for it. They haven't in the last couple of years, but sure, we'll see. Then this is kind of where it gets a bit murkier. So the opposition parties are all in talks at the minute to pool together and get a candidate that they can all back. Part of the thinking of this was Labour turned to the Sock Dems and the Greens and they said, we don't really have the money for this. We barely have 20 TDs between us. We're going to need to, you know, kind of all row in on this. People Before Profit have also engaged in that process, and Sinn Féin will be really interesting to watch because as the parties, the left-leaning opposition parties are kind of pooling together, they're trying to present this unified front, and this will kind of be a test to see how much Sinn Féin will buy into
that. So who could they all back then?
So if it's a left-leaning candidate, they're kind of at a loss for names at the moment. The only real names that are coming about are Catherine Connolly and Frances Black. Frances Black actually emerged in the Sinn Féin camp, which is quite interesting. So perhaps if it was someone like herself, she might go. And then there's candidates who are ruling themselves out, but everyone is still talking about anyway, those being Heather Humphreys, Bertie Ahern and Roisin Shortall in the last couple of weeks.
And also then among the independent ranks, Michael McDougall, Senator, Barrister, former Taoiseach, former AG, again, putting himself in the frame as well.
Yeah.
John Downing, out of those, or if you've any other names to add to the mix there, who do you think would be a credible candidate or a realistic prospect to enter the race?
I think Fine Gael have a very strong choice there, a very, very strong pick. The history of this is that it really needs to be a party person, because while an independent or non-aligned can garner a reasonable vote sometimes, they're usually a nice bit off the pace to actually win this. I also feel that as we head into a period of political fragmentation, among the few things a president could do is help be an interlocutor for government formation after a balkanised general election result. For that reason, I would favour seeing a seasoned, experienced politician.
Okay, and then of the names that we've mentioned there, if the opposition parties are to coalesce around a single candidate, who do you think that might be?
I think the people mentioned by Sarah there will those names will recur. It's a very, very strange election, as you know, Justin. One of the things is that it does kind of presage what may follow in other elections. Take 1990, when Mary Robinson became a United Left candidate. That presaged the rise of Labour through the 1990s. Mm. In 1997, when Bertie Ahern successfully parachuted Mary McAleese in for Fianna Fáil, it presaged him winning two further general elections. So if the opposition parties were to unite and present a united left-wing candidate, it would tell us a lot of other things about the potential for Ireland taking a more left direction into the future politically.
Sarah, can you see a wild card candidate emerging? I mean, we've already seen Peter Casey suggesting that he wants to go again. And he did finish second behind Michael D. Higgins in the last election. So are there other candidates of the likes of Peter Casey who might enter the race and become interesting candidates?
Well, of the likes of Peter Casey, it's probably difficult to say, but we've all seen Conor McGregor saying how much his presidential ambitions. I don't see a universe in which he will get the nominations necessary, which would either be 20 members of the Oireachtas or 4 local authorities to nominate him. But someone like that, someone could obviously seek to go for it. Linda Martin has thrown her hat in the ring. Famously, nobody knows what party allegedly approached her because they're all denying it. Another person that I was thinking of is, would someone like Jerry Crockwell seek to go for it again? I don't know. But yeah, it's kind of, I think at the moment, because there has just been a series of other elections, nobody's really thinking about it at this point. But I'm sure there will be plenty of people in the realms of business, particularly who will come forward.
And John, presidential campaigns, they're known to be quite ruthless, often personal. You were involved, as we said, with Gay Mitchell in his campaign in 2011. How difficult is it for candidates entering this race, and do they go into it with their eyes open?
Well, they really should. It's it is a very, very difficult election. I don't have great memories of it, and nor does many other people who worked at that time. It's very stressful for candidates and their families. Well, all elections are, but this one is particularly. It's long. It can kind of go from May. Once you take nomination processes and the whole lot, it's an active campaign from May Day until Halloween.
Why is it so personal? Why is it so ruthless?
The job itself is so circumscribed, it very quickly becomes a personality contest. There are very few immediate powers. In recent years, since 1990, each of the incumbents has in their own way tried to push the boundaries a little and to wield influence in the country, if not power. But it very quickly becomes a personality contest. I actually think our own colleagues in the media struggle to come to grips with it, just how to treat it. It can frequently verge towards farce. It is sometimes Dublin Zoo meeting national politics without the animal charm.
Sarah, if Michael D. Higgins was seen perhaps to push the envelope a little bit in some of his public utterances, are we likely to see potential candidates make an effort now to push things further, to use the presidency to advocate for a political position during the forthcoming campaign?
I think absolutely, in terms of a left-leaning candidate, because I was talking to people who were in that meeting of these kind of left-leaning parties, and they said that now, because Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are in power and will be for the next 5 years if they have their way, they're saying now is a really important time for us to get someone who will basically take up the mantle from Michael D. Higgins and keep pushing that kind of left-leaning agenda. So that's certainly that's something that they will be looking for. In the Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael camps, I don't think it will be as much of an issue for them.
John, do you agree with that we might see a very politicised campaign?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes, I at this point, anything is possible.
Yes.
But I think there is a big onus on the left-wing parties to come together and do something together. We have had a very fragmented opposition, and if it's to be any way effective, I think this is a big test for them.
All right. It's something to look forward to for later in the year, but for now, Amuala Bhuíochas to both John Downing of the Irish Independent and Sarah McGuinness of the Irish Daily Mail. And that is it from us for today. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our team. On sound today was Tommy O'Sullivan. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. The editor of this week was Margaret Kerr. And stay tuned for Sunday Sport coming up next. But for now, for myself, Justin McCarthy, and all the team, thanks for listening and have a very good afternoon.